Daf Yud Gimel. Higi, or any type of schach, which would make a person want to leave the sukkah because it smells bad, or leaves fall, or it's uncomfortable, this type of schach is pasul. The Gemara says if you tie three things together, it's an igud, it's a bundle. Two things is a machlekes between Rav Yossi and the Rabbanim. Rav Abba says yurakas used as a roof can create an oil to be metame a person or a keli under the same roof as a mace. Therefore, it is pasul schach because it's mekabel tuma and it is too thin. The Gemara says that in chulin, we learn the halacha of tumas yad. If tuma touches branches of a fruit, the yad of the fruit, the whole fruit becomes tameh. And if the fruit is tameh, it can transmit tuma via its yad. So in the case of habaitzer lagas, if someone cuts grapes to make wine, there is no halacha of tumas yad, since yad only applies if the yad is wanted and is valuable. So we say habaitzer lagas ein lo yadus. Also, if one cuts tvua, straw, for schach, the grain inside is considered yadus, and the straw cannot become tame since he doesn't want it. Daf Yud Dalet. A keli can only be mekabel tuma if it is nigmar melachtai, for example, a piece of leather which has already been finished. And if the baal has machshava to make it into a kli, it also becomes royal mekabel tuma. The Gemara says if one tramples on yadus, basusan, it loses its status of yadus, and it is not mekabel tuma according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi says that it is mekabel tuma. And finally, the Gemara says, Tfilas of Tzadikim are like pitchforks, since they make HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind change. In other words, get moved around, the same way that Tfua gets turned around by the pitchforks. Then we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says one can cover a sukkah with boards. Rabbi Meir says, you cannot. The Mishnah says if a person puts a board less than 4 amos wide on top of a sukkah, then the sukkah remains kosher, as long as the board is samach, is next to the wall. This is because of the halacha of Daif and Akuma. As we already mentioned, the halacha of Daif and Akuma, which is halacha l'maisha misinai, allows one to say that the vertical wall is imaginarily bent over at a 90-degree angle, and this horizontal piece, while appearing as pasul schach, is really just an extension of the adjacent wall. Obviously, however, while Daif and Akuma doesn't pasul the entire sukkah, you aren't allowed to sit under it mamish, since it isn't schach, but you have to sit under the kasher schach part. At this point, it's worth mentioning an interesting way of transforming one's car into a kasher sukkah using this heter of Daif and Akuma. I have heard this solution quoted from both Rav Heinemann in Baltimore and Rav Shimon Eider in Lakewood, and it's good to know if you're ever in a traveling situation and you need a kasher sukkah. To do this, you must have a four-door car. You cannot use a two-door car. What you do is you open up the left front door and the left back door. These are your first two walls. Make sure that the bottom of these doors is within 3 tefachim of the ground. In other words, that they should be lavud. You may need to pull up to a curb to create the situation of lavud, to get close to the ground. Now, put schach on top of the two open doors. In other words, the schach slats would run from the top of the back door to the top of the front door. Now, you must have schach that is at least 7 tefachim long by 7 tefachim wide. It's also preferable to have that these slats not touch the metal doors mamish, but another little piece of wood, so it's not touching something which is royal kabel tuma. You can now sit down and eat under the kasher eschach. So let's see, what do we have here? The three walls are number one, the left back door, which is perpendicular to the car, number two, the left front door, which is perpendicular to the car, and number three, the entire right side of the car, which becomes your third wall. So now you have a kasher sukkah, which has kasher eschach. The question is, what about the metal roof, which is completely pasul, the roof of the car? It's pasul because it's royal kabel tuma. What are you going to do with that? So we say that this is not considered schach at all, but it's considered daif and akuma, since it is simply the bent extension of the right side of your car, your wall number three. One last point. In order for this to work, the total width of the car must be less than 4 amos wide, because as we learned before, the halacha l'maisha misinai only applies for space less than 4 amos. So much for the solution. I actually once almost did this. One year on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, I needed to be at a business meeting in a place called South Padre Island, Texas. And the closest sukkah that I was aware of was in San Antonio, which was 300 miles away. And I really wanted to eat the sandwich that I had in my bag. So I pulled into a hardware store, and I said, you know, I'm going to try this etza, this special etza. Let me see what I can do. I actually found some nice wooden slats. But then I guess I chickened out, so to say. And I guess what happened was I wasn't really 100% sure on how to do this, so So instead I said, you know, forget about it. I just pulled into a 7-Eleven. I picked up a banana and a bag of potato chips, which don't have any chiyuv yeshiva besukah, and that's what I ate for my supper. So much for the yetzis, but it's good to know this if you're ever in a situation and you really need to eat, what it is you could do to try to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah. The Gemara then says that if a person places a board more than 4 amos wide on its side, so now it's actually less than 4 amos wide, so Rav Chisda says kosher, and Rav Puna says pasul. Daf Tesvav. We have a Mishnah. A roof which has no plaster, so it just has loose boards that are more than 4 tefachim, in order to use it, Beis Shammai says you need mefakpek, which is shaking up the boards, in other words, taking out the nails to remove tasa v'loy mina asoy. And you also must remove a plank of the pasul eschach and replace it with kasher eschach, since this one maisa, as Rashi says, is like being mevatel the roof completely. According to Beis Hillel, you can do either of these two things, either mefakpek or removing a plank of the pasul eschach. Rameir says mefakpek is no good at all, but only the tila of achas, taking one of the boards, works in order to be machsheret. We might have another Mishnah. If one covers a sukkah with metal pieces, as we know, are number one, not gedulei karka, and number two, armakabel tuma, two psulim in tzach. If at least half of the boards are kosher, then we say the sukkah is kosher. If one hollows out a haystack, which is another case we bring down, and we hollow out the haystack to create a sukkah, then it's also pasul. Why? Because the sukkah now is also tasa v'loy mina asoy. We know that a sukkah has to be made, mamish, a person has to make it, and it can't be used from something which already exists. The Gemara says that by Shabbos, if we have a breach in a mechitza, which was used as an Erev, and the breach is exactly as big as the mechitza itself, in other words, paretz ka'imid, so according to Rav Puna Breid Rav Yeshua, it's pasul, since we need ayimid meruba ala paretz. It can't be equal, but we need more of the wall standing than paretz, then that's what is knocked down. We ask, our Mishnah is mashmeh that it's kasher. So the Gemara answers, in the Mishnah, there's really more space than tzchach pasul. Or we could say, one crisscrosses the tzchach pasul with the tzchach kasher. And finally, the Gemara says one cannot use worn-out kalim for schach because there were once regular kalim, which were mekabel tuma. How is a bed mekabel tuma? According to Rabbi Eliezer, only if it's a fully built bed, a kli chashuv. But according to the Chachamim, even if it's just pieces of the bed, it can be mekabel tuma. As we said, you cannot dig out a sukkah from a haystack because it has to be tasa v'loy min asoy. But if before he hollows it out, there was already a cholol of 7x7 tefachim, which was one tefach tall, that it can be used if he hollows out more space downward into the ground to be mashlim to 10 tefachim. Because once he does that, there's no problem with tasa v'lay min asli. Then we have a Mishnah. One who builds walls of a sukkah from the top down. Normally we know we build walls from the bottoms up, but if we build them top down and the wall does not reach within 3 tefachim of the ground, then it's pasul, since it's a mechitza tuya, it's a hanging mechitza, where it's possible for gediyim bakabai, it's possible for gediyim, small gediyim, to walk underneath it. Therefore, it's not lovin. Rabbi Yossi says, as long as the walls are 10 tefachim tall, it's kosher, no matter how many tefachim they are from the ground. And the Tanakhama adds, if you build from the bottoms up, and it's 10 tefachim tall, but now it doesn't reach the schach completely, then we say that it's kosher because we say, good asik mechitza. We say that the walls extend upward. In Erev and in Sukkah, we constantly have the column of good asik mechitza and good achis mechitza. Good asik means a wall that goes upward, and you imagine it continuing upward. Good achis means when you have something going downward and you imagine that the walls are going downward. If you want a good way to remember which is which, just remember that walking up a hill is a bigger asik than walking down the hill. So good asik is the asik going up. That's how you can remember what's up and what's down regarding this. Continuing on Daf Tesayin, Rav Yossi was only matir a mechitza tzluya by sukkah, since it's a mitzvah saseh, but not by Shabbos regarding an Erev, where we have an Isra Skila. And even though Erev is only midrabanan, but it fits under the general klal of Isurei Shabbos, which carry Misa. The Gemara says that there was a Maisa Tzipari, where they forgot to bring a Sefer Torah from houses in a chatzar to the shul, and there was no Erev. So they brought the Sefer Torah after building a mechitza tzluya of sheets. Even though Rabbi Yossi had paskind that it's also to do this, then Rabbi Yossi was nifta. The city ended up paskinding like Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yossi, who paskind lekula. The Bach in Chayshin Mishpat Simin Chof Hei brings a raya that if a certain person was a rav in a city and he was nifter, his replacement, his Mamalamakam, can change his psak if he wants to. However, Taisus HaRasha and the Ran bring a raya from Perek Makam Shanagu in the Sakhtas Psachim, and they're mashma that once a minig ha'isr was established in a city, it cannot be changed by a new rav. And finally we say, even lavad on two sides of a mechitza could be kosher. Not only on one side of something do we say lavad, but even on two sides we could say lavad. Daf Yud Zayin. We have a Mishnah. If the schach, the horizontal schach, is more than three tvachim from the walls, the sukkah is pasul. If it's less than three, then we say that it's okay because of lavad. However, if the space is not avir, but rather it's just simply schach pasul, then the sukkah is kosher as long as the solid material is less than dalet amos wide. This is because of the halacha l'meishimisina of daifin akuma, which we've mentioned a number of times. The Mishnah also brings a similar case of achsadra, which is an extended roof around a courtyard. You can see this in Perish Chai, diagram number 253. So in that case, we also say the heter of daifin akuma. The chiddush of this case of achsadra is that even though these roofs were not built l'shem sukkah, we can still use the heter of daifin akuma. The Gemara says that two things which don't have the same common shear cannot be mitzdarif. And then we say that in the Hardah it was taught that according to everyone, schach pasul min atzad can be up to 4 amos wide, and we have the heter of daif and akuma. But if the schach pasul is biemtza, in the middle of the sukkah, so according to Rav, it's the same as min atzad. You can have up to 4 amos and it's kosher. But according to Shmuel, once it's biemtza, it can only be up to 4 tvachim. Otherwise, it's pasul, because we don't say the halacha of daif and akuma in the middle. In Shulchan Aruch Sim and Taf Reish Lamed Beis, we paskin like Shmuel, that four tvachim in the middle of the sukkah, which are pasul schach, make the sukkah pasul b'yamtza. And the Bir Halacha adds that although normally we always paskin like Rav, except in cases of Dine Mominus, where we paskin like Shmuel, here we end up paskin like Shmuel anyway, since the Talmidim of Rav also had like Shmuel, as we see in the Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Finally, the Gemara said that slats that are more than four tvachim wide, everyone agrees that they're pasul, because of Gzeris Tikra. We may think that a ceiling would be good if we matter these also. Daf Yud Ches. There's a machlekes if we can use the heter of lavud in the middle of the sukkah. We know that if there's a dead body in a house, all kalim in this house become tameh via tumas oil. However, if there's a skylight that opens up one tefach thick, all kalim under the skylight remain tahar. So we have a raya that ain lavud b'amtza. Because if we said yes lavud b'amtza, this one tefach would now join with the two open sides of the skylight together, and they would be like closed, because we would say lavud. We paskin that by tumas oil, there is no lavud at all. Masha'en came by Erev, we say that there is a halacha of lavud. Then the Gemara says if there are vertical poles, which are less than three tvachim apart, coming down from an achsadra in a chatzar, and we don't have walls, we just have poles, then we say that it's mutter to put schach on this, and it will be kosher, according to Abaya, since we say the klal of pi tikra Yared Vesaisen. Once we have a ceiling, we can say that that ceiling is imaginary, but the ceiling comes all the way down to the ground. And you can see this in Perish Chai, diagram number 277. This Pitikra Yared Vesaisen is a form of Gudachis, Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai, and as we mentioned, Gudachis means going downward. But according to Rava, this sukkah is considered pasul, since Le'amrin and Pitikra Yared Vesaisen. There are no sukkah walls here, there are only poles. Therefore, you can't use imagination to extend the achsadra downward as full walls. Finally, the Gemara says that an achsadra in a field, a roof supported by four poles, Rav says you can carry in all of it, since we say it's a Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because the fact that it has these walls, we say Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. It doesn't have the walls, but the poles and the ceiling create Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. So it's like a Rishus HaYachin. But Sheikin Shmuel says you can only carry Dalet Amos. It's not considered a Rishus HaYachin, since Ein Amrin and Pitikra Yared Vesaisim. Daf Yud Tes. A sukkah, where we have a situation of nira mibchutz v'shabim mibifnim, where the pillar was visible only from the outside of the sukkah, but not from the inside, we say that this is kosher. The Gemara says, pesel hayotze min ha-sukkah, that the meaning to say that the schach continues behind the sukkah, as long as this new area still has three walls, it's considered kosher, even though these two mini sukkahs now share a common center wall. And this can be seen clearly in the Sefer Perish Chai, diagram number 307. The Gemara says if there are less than three tvachim of empty space, in other words, there's no schach in that area, the sukkah is kosher. But of course, one cannot be yaitz the mitzvah of sitting or sleeping under that particular spot. The Mishnah. If someone makes a sukkah shaped like a bird trap, shaped like a vertical triangle, Rabbi Eliezer says pasul, since the sukkah now has no roof. The Chachamim say kosher. The Gemara, though, adds that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer would be Maida if this triangle of walls begins one tefach from the ground, then the sukkah is kasher. Since this one little tefach is now lavan, so it's like a wall, and all of the triangle tzach is like now the roof of the sukkah. The Mishnah. A large machatzelis, a large mat made out of wood, made to be used as a kli, cannot be used as a tzach, since it's mekabel tuma. Although we know normally wood is not mekabel tuma, but once it's made into a kli, like a bed, for example, then it is mekabel tuma. And if you made it lachatchila a schach, then it is kosher, because then it wasn't really made to be a kli. Rabbi Eliezer says that there are differences between large and small mats. According to Rava, large mats are usually made for schach. Therefore, everyone holds that they're kosher. The machlekes of the Mishnah is by small mats, which are usually made for sleeping purposes. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer is maker. Moving on to Daf Chaf. But according to Rav Papa, small mats are for sleeping. Therefore, they're pasul. The machlekes in the Mishnah is by large mats. There, the Tanakhama is Mekel, and this, of course, is the opposite of Rava. Rav Daisa says that sleeping mats are considered Kalim, and even if they touch a mace, they're considered, and they can become, an Avatuma. In order for something to become Tame via Tumas Medrus, it must be used for sleeping. Reish Lakish said, "Let my suffering serve as a kapara for Rav Chiya and his sons." This is a phrase of kavod for a parent or a rebbe who was nifter. And in those times, when some of the Torah was forgotten, Ezra came from Bavel and reestablished it. Later, Hillel did the same. And later, Rav Chiya and his sons did the same. The Gemara says, Rav Chisda says the only mats that can be used for schach are those without gedanfa, those without a raised border. Since once they have a raised border, they become a kli. And now the kli can be used to carry fruits. And finally, we say, Bizman hazeh, mats which everyone knows were made especially for schach are mutter to be used for schach, and there's no chash of marasayim. This concludes the first parak. Now let us begin the second parak of Masechta Sukkah, Hayoshein Tachas Hamita. The Mishnah. If someone sleeps under a bed in a sukkah, he is not yoytze the mitzvah, since he is under a new oil. The Gemara says for tumas oil, lagabi emes, you just need an area of 1x1 tvachim to form an oil. Masha'en came by sukkah, you need 10 tvachim of height. Rabbi Yehuda adds that by tumas oil, this oil must have been created by man. However, if it was naturally formed, for example, water creating cracks in a wall, then it is not considered an oil. Daf Chaf Aleph. For the sprinkling of the Kayan, who was going to burn the Para Aduma for its ashes, the Chachamim utilized young children who had never become Tame via Tumas Meis, or even Tame via Tumas Tahaim, which is an unknown Tuma below the ground. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tafresh Chaf Zayin that a sukkah must be a Diras Arai, and if one sleeps under a bed, he's not Yotze. The Gemara says from the Maisa Tevi, Eved Rabban Gamliel, we learn that Avadim are Pater from the Mitzvah Saseh of Sukkah. The Gemara also says that not only do we learn halachas from the Shiurim of Talmidei Chachamim, but we even learn halachas from their Sicha, from their Stam light talk. The Mishnah. If someone supports his Sukkah with the legs of a bed, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it cannot stand, if the Schach cannot stand without this bed, then it's Pasal, since it's not Kva, or possibly since it's Mekabel Tuma. The Mishnah Brura in Tafresh Lamed Sifkat Nun Tes paskins that Meikar Hadin, there is no psul if you are maimid the schach with a davar hamakabel tuma, for example, like metal. But still, it's better lachatchila not to do this. The Chazan Ish is more machmir on this, and he says that it's also even b'diavad. Daf Chaf Beis, the Mishnah. A sukkah whose schach is miduvlelas, schach who is mixed up, a poor sukkah where we have alternating sticks higher and lower. You could see this in Sefer Perish Chai, diagram number 360. This sukkah is kosher, as long as we have a situation of tzilasa meruba mechamasa. And if there is so much tzchach that you cannot see the stars at all, we still say that the sukkah is kosher. The Gemara says that sukkah hameduv lelas, according to Rav, it means that there's not a lot of tzchach. According to Shmuel, it means that the upper and lower are alternating, and it is kosher because of lavud, or it is kosher because of chavoit rami, that we lower the upper schach downward. This is similar to the klal of gudachis mechitzta. And once you lower them downward, it's like one large ceiling. To clarify this, if the slats are more than one tefach wide, then we apply the rule of chavayit rami. However, if the slats are less than one tefach wide, then we could say that it's kosher because of lavud. That's as long as if the beams are at least no more than three tefachim apart. However, obviously, if they're more than three tefachim apart, then you cannot say the klal of lavud. The Gemara brings a raya from Tumas Oil in a bias valia, two floors without full ceilings, that we can apply Chavayit Rami if there are alternating beams to create one full roof. We also see from this Mishnah that Chavayit Rami only applies if the beams are at least one tefach wide. The Gemara says to carry in a mavi, you need to put a horizontal kira, a horizontal beam, on top. This kira must be at least one tefach thick and strong enough to hold a brick of at least 1.5 tefachim. And if one kira is on top of the other, then we apply the halacha of Chavayit Rami. The lower kira must be more than 10 tefachim high, and the higher kira must be less than 20 amos high. The Gemara says that if kashra eschach is exactly equal to the amount of posel eschach, then it's analogous in Masechtas Erevin to the call of Paritz Ka'imid. And there's a machlokes between Rashi and Taisus if this is kasher or not. The Gemara says that a sukkah where you cannot see the rays of the sun at all, Beis Shammai says it's posel, Beis Hillel says that it's kasher, but in Siman Taf Reish Lamed Aleph Sif Gimel, we say lechatchila we should try to be machmer, to see at least some stars. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings that if it's so thick that even rain cannot get into the sukkah, then it's posel since it becomes like a roof of a house. We then have a Mishnah. If someone makes a sukkah on a wagon or a boat, then it's kosher, although it could be knocked down by winds, but since it's a diras harai, so then it's kosher. And we even say that it's mutzah to go into them on yontif. However, a sukkah on top of a tree or on top of a gamel, although they're technically kosher for chol hamoed, but you cannot go into them on yontif since we know these are mutzah midrabbanan. Daf Chof Gimel. The Mishnah follows Rabbi Akiva, that he holds a sukkah must be a diras harai. That's why a boat is mutter. Rabbi Gamliel says potter, if on a boat, because we say sukkah is diras kavab inan, and since a wind could blow it away, then it's a diras arai, not a diras kavab. The Gemara reflects a story where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva traveled together during sukkahs. Rabbi Akiva actually built a sukkah in a traveling format. However, everyone holds that if the sukkah cannot withstand an ordinary wind, then it's possible. And this is halacha lemaisa today for sukkahs also, that if a sukkah cannot stand in ruach metzuya, as we see in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Reish Lamed, Sif Yud, then it's pasul. The Gemara says that if someone places a sukkah on the backs of two behemoths, Rameir says it's kosher, Rabbi Yehuda says it's pasul. And this is true because of the pasuk of Chag HaSukkah is tas lecha shivas yamim, that only a sukkah which is roi l'shiva is shma sukkah. Only a sukkah which could stand for the full 7 days, which is roi to stand for the full 7 days, is considered a sukkah. But if it can't, then it's pasul. And that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says that if one uses a behema as one of the walls of the sukkah, Rameir says pasul, since we learn in the Gemara in Erev and Daf Tesvav, we know that kol davar sheyesh by ruach chayim ein oisin oisei ledaifin, if something is a living item, you're not allowed to use it for a wall, and this applies to a wall of a sukkah, to a wall of a mavli, to pasibiras are four-corner walls which allow one to carry from a well on Shabbos. This was mutter during the Eilei Regalim. You can see this in Sefer Perish Chai, diagram number 398. Or gaila lekever, covering for a grave. Rabbi Yehuda says in all these cases, it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Glili says that a living animal can also not be used as a get. In other words, one cannot give his wife an animal with a get written on. The Gemara says that the reason for the shita of Rameir, that it's usher to use an animal, Abaye says it's because the animal may die, and Rabbi Zeira says because the animal may run away. We say that the daughter of a non-kayin who is married to a kayin is allowed to eat truma. But if her husband dies, she can only continue eating truma if she had children from that man. And if he went overseas, we assume that he's becheskes chayim, so she can still eat truma, and we're not chayshes that maybe he's going to die. The Gemara says that if someone buys wine from kusim, the famous case of halakeach yayin mibeis hakusim, mibein hakusim, so he needs to take off truma and maisa. And if it happens to be Erev Shabbos, and he wants to use wine on Shabbos, but he has no keli to make the hafrasha on Erev Shabbos, so Rameir says, we say, yesh brera, and he can drink on Shabbos, because we say, hover hadavar lamafreya. It's as if on Shabbos, he clarified what it was he wanted to take off on Erev Shabbos. And we're not chayshish for bekiyas hanayid, that maybe the barrel will break. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon, they say he's not allowed to drink on Shabbos, because we say, ein brera. Daf Chaf Dalet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we say that we could use a balchai for the wall of the sukkah? Why aren't we chayshish that the animal will die? Just like we're chayshish on Yom Kippur for the wife of the Kohen Gadol. What does this mean? We know from the Gemara in Yuma that the pasuk says v'chiper ba'adai uva'ad beisai, referring to the Kohen Gadol, that we have to prepare a backup wife for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur just in case she dies, because he has to be able to be mechaper for both himself and beisai is referring to wife. So why aren't we chayshish for the same thing here? So The Gemara answers, normally we're not chayshish for this, but since Yom Kippur is such an important thing, or machmer even more so on Yom Kippur, to make sure that he has a wife, because the pasuk specifically says that. Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says a new reason in Remeir, that you cannot use an animal for a while. And he says, because you cannot use a mechitza that stands only because of air. And since an animal is davar sheyesh by ruach chayim, it's alive because of air, that's why you're not allowed to use it for a while. Others say, according to the Shita, that you cannot use a mechitza which wasn't man-made. So for example, since an animal is not man-made, you're not allowed to use an animal for a mechitza. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you can use an animal for a mechitza, but it must be tied up so it won't run away. And this, of course, applies both to using an animal as a wall for a sukkah and the Gabi Mechitzas as far as Hilcha Shabbos is concerned. We then have a Mishnah. If you use two trees as the walls for a sukkah, the sukkah is kosher, and you're allowed to use it on Yontif also. The Gemara says that Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov says that any Mechitza that cannot stand in a Ruach Metzuya cannot be used for a wall of a sukkah or for walls the Gabi Hilcha Shabbos. Daf Chafei. If a person was Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemashos, on a hill or in a crater, since the Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai makes this area into a Rishus HaYachid via Gudasik, meaning to say that the walls of the crater are going up and it creates the whole crater into one big Rishus HaYachid, the entire area is his Makom Shvisa. And at the end of that entire area, he then has 2,000 Amos of his Tchum. Not that he has only 4 Amos to walk around and then begins the 2,000 Amos, but rather that entire area, which is now Akula, becomes his Makom Shvisa, and then he has 2,000 Amos to walk after that. At this point, we conclude the structural halachas of Sukkah, and in the next Shira, Meretz Hashem, we will begin the halachas of who is Mechuyev in Sukkah, when are we Mechuyev in Sukkah, and what are the Yusaidis of Lulav and Esrog.